It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. It's time for another edition of Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're pleased to have with us again today Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services. How are things going up there on the hill?
We are doing very well up here. It's getting busy again, so.
That's good. You like it that way. Of course, yes. You don't want it too busy, but just busy enough, right?
Right.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about breastfeeding today, as August is. I did a little research here, found out National and World Breastfeeding Awareness Month, and this week is Breastfeeding Awareness Week. And I know it's something you hear a lot about in the news these days, even a little controversy, I guess, once in a while. But a lot of benefits to breastfeeding, and you're going to tell us a little bit about that today. And let's start with what are some of the benefits for the infant?
Yeah, so, breastfeeding is recommended by the World Health Organization as kind of the exclusive means of providing food for your infant for at least the first 6 months. We know that not all mothers or families choose to do so, but there are a lot of great benefits to providing mother's milk for infants. So the biggest one has to be that the immune support that the infant provides. So in the mother's milk, there are antibodies and basically everything the baby needs to survive and thrive, and all of those are then passed to the baby through the mother's milk. So, especially keeping them safe from illnesses, things that they aren't able to be vaccinated for because they're too little, it provides great immune support and benefit that way. There's also reduced incidence of ear infections, diarrhea, allergies and asthma in infants who receive mother's milk versus infants who receive formula.
Okay, and how about for the mom, benefits there?
Yeah, so there's a lot of great bonding, that goes with it for the infant too. There's a lot of great bonding that occurs between mother and infant for breastfeeding. And there are some reports that say that, breastfeeding helps moms lose some of their pregnancy weight. The percentage of that is pretty small. So I know some moms get kind of discouraged when they hear that's not really true, but that is a little bit of a benefit. Certainly just for the family in general, the cost of breastfeeding compared to formula is cheap. There's really no cost at all for providing mother's milk. And then being able to kind of go when you want to and not have to worry about packing along formula and making sure you have the right water and all of those things is a great benefit.
Right. Then, of course, there's the breast pump, so you can get some in advance, refrigerated, whatever. So if you do have to go someplace, I know that for a fact. My daughter was breastfeeding her her little boy there, and if she wanted to take off, there was always an ample supply to keep him happy. So
right, and I, most insurances will cover at least some form of a breast pump. I encourage mothers to even nurse wherever they go and not be scared to nurse where they can, because it is allowed and legal to do so in public places. Not always have to bring a bottle and fuss with that. So
right, some places,
moms get a little nervous about it, and I understand that too.
Yeah, some workplaces and other restaurants and other facilities have even set aside separate places where a mom, if she's not comfortable out in public, can go and breastfeed the child, which is kind of nice.
Right, it's very nice.
Well, how long should mom breastfeed?
So like I had mentioned, the World Health Organization recommends it as the exclusive form of feeding infants for the first 6 months, and they really don't have an upper limit of when you should stop. They've found benefits, into the toddler years, so there's really no recommended stopping point. It's kind of what's mutually the best for that mom and infant or mom and child and that family.
In your practice now, how prevalent is breastfeeding? Are more mothers breastfeeding than they have been in the past? Is it on the rise, a decline, or how's it going?
I think it's probably about where it's always been. I don't know an actual number. I am a certified lactation consultant, so I've really tried to encourage moms to nurse. And so, I think I've seen more moms, at least start to nurse and, initiate that relationship. It doesn't always last, and that's fine. Any milk that the mom provides the baby is certainly better than none. In that way, I'm hopeful that we're increasing the numbers, but I don't know if we're truly getting there for the long term yet.
Okay. Did I say you've been hearing a lot about it in the news the last couple of years, as it shouldn't really be a controversial thing, but it seems to be from time to time, especially the breastfeeding in public. So it seems like more people are doing it, but maybe we just heard more about it. Maybe that's the reason.
Right. Medicine is kind of like that. It swings from pendulum to pendulum. And I know, in my mother's generation, that breastfeeding was very discouraged. None of us were nursed or breastfed. And so now we're kind of swinging the other way where, we're really kind of studying the benefits. And it's really an amazing thing. The milk changes, day by day, hour by hour, and throughout the months as you nurse and, provides everything that the infant needs. So it's really an amazing thing to do.
Right. Well, as we said at the top of the program here, it's World Breastfeeding Awareness Month and National Breastfeeding Awareness Month, and it's certainly a good time to be thinking about it or getting information on it. Are there some good sources of information that you would have for people?
Yeah, so if you go online, it's called La Leche League, L-A-L-E-C-H-E, if I know my Spanish, and then League. And so that's a really great kind of evidence-based resource. Certainly, like I said, I'm a certified lactation counselor, and I'm more than happy to see people in the clinic or answer any questions that they have. We have been doing a couple breastfeeding kind of support classes up here. Now it's kind of been put on hold with the pandemic, but we try to do those a few times a year for, expecting moms and families to kind of give them some tips and tricks about breastfeeding. And then kellymom.com, which is also a good kind of realistic evidence-based resource online.
Okay, but I'm sure with that, like anything else, there's a lot of bad sites as well as good sites, so kind of be careful about what you're exploring when you're on the Internet, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Dr. Nolte, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us here today on the subject of breastfeeding, and we look forward to your next appearance on Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Thank you, Maynard.
You have a great day.
You too.
Yep, bye now.
Bye.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.